Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so every single Monday morning, we talk about what you did over the weekend. That's what we want to know. 414-533-1037. I had such a great weekend. Okay, I went to Summerfest. I got to see Megan Thee Stallion, finally. And I just, you know, I know a lot of people think of Savage when they think of Megan Thee Stallion. Or Carol Baskin, which Kelly and Sussex and I were talking about at the show. Remember that in 2020 when Savage came out and Tiger King came out and the two were, they were making songs about him. Anyway, Megan has a lot of hits. So that was fun. Got to see Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest on Saturday night. Had such a good time. And on Friday, I had a really good time swimming with DZ's kids. He was not there, but I had a great time. His wife, Erin, and his kids, Sammy and Danny, actually, both met me out at the Princeton Club, and we went swimming on Friday afternoon. So I had some fun, and my boys were there as well. I should admit, Owen and Hudson were there also. Yes. I was so excited about the baby time, I didn't even mention them. But that's what I did this weekend, and I know there was a lot going on all over the place. And people were doing a little of this and a little of that. So I'm excited to hear what you guys were up to. Let's just go straight to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Allie.
Hi, Allie. Nice name. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from, Allie? What city?
I'm calling from East Troy.
Okay, cool. What'd you do this weekend, Allie?
I was in the National American Miss Wisconsin pageant over the weekend.
What? Okay, and?
I didn't place, but it was my first pageant, and I was a state finalist, so I'm going to take it as a learning year.
Nice! Well, Allie, you know what? Congratulations. It's hard for a lot of people to do, and it's hard for, you know, people to get up in front of people and go on a stage and answer questions, so you're already ahead of the crowd just by doing that. So, good job, Allie. Well, good luck. I hope you win. I hope you go back next year, learn everything you did this year, and win, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah, all right, Allie. Thanks for calling, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Let's go. It's Mike from Rachel.
Stop it. Mike!
Yeah.
Mike! Oh my gosh. I want to clap for you. Hold on. Let me get you some excitement.
Hey, clap for me, please.
Mike! week. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, wait. This is day five. You got your own theme song. You're going to have to let me know what you want it to be. And then next time you call, we're going to get it on for you. So hold on. Okay, Mike?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. First, though, tell me what you did this weekend, Mike. What happened?
I had a volleyball tournament on Saturday again, and we won it.
Nice. Yeah. Mike, I didn't know you play professionally volleyball until you told me. So I'm assuming you're the guy I followed back on social media. Was that you?
Yeah, that was
you, Mike. I saw you.
Yeah.
I said, there's a Mike in Racine. He looks like a really tall volleyball player. It's got to be our guy. So I followed you back. Okay, nice. Who do you play professionally for?
So it's like every country in... Basically, every country overseas has, like, their own league.
Okay.
And, yeah, you get to a country. So, for example, the last 4 years I was playing in Finland.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Before that, I had been to Estonia, Sweden, and Germany.
Mike, how old are you?
I'll be 31 in July.
Phenomenal. Okay. And where are you going next, you said? You're going somewhere next?
Yeah, I leave for the Czech Republic in August.
Nice. Wow. Well, you better listen to us on the Odyssey app because, Mike, I know you can get us in other countries now because I met Natasha at Summerfest and she told me she listened in Russia when she went home to see her family. So.
Oh, that's sweet. I'll do that for sure.
Yeah. I said, stop it. You did not. She said, I couldn't miss the show. So, Mike, you can get us everywhere on the Odyssey app, hopefully, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully.
Nice.
That'd be sweet.
Well, congratulations on winning that volleyball tournament this weekend. Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good time.
Well, good. Hold on. I want to talk to you off the air because we have to find out what your song is, Mike, your theme song.
Yeah.
So don't go anywhere, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's get it.
All right, nice. Our first professional athlete. There you go. Mike's a professional volleyball player, and he's getting his own theme song. I see all of the texts coming in at 414-533-1037. Somebody said, I went to Summerfest on Friday and Strawberry Fest on Saturday. Oh, that was Anna from Milwaukee. You know what? Somebody suggested that I take the boys up to Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg yesterday. And all I could say was, you know what? It is way too hot. So we stayed in the house. All right, we'll talk to you guys next. What'd you do this weekend?
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I found him. Hi.
Good morning. Somebody had to let me in.
Hi, it's me. I had to let him in, everybody. My bad. Hi, DZ. Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So it's the question of the day. DZ, you missed it, but I got to see Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest this weekend. So good. So
I missed it. I know I did. I know I missed Meg.
I know. I'm sorry. And the other thing I talked about before you jumped on was I got to see your kids and your wife on Friday, and we went swimming at the Princeton Club, and it was so much fun. I miss your babies.
What's funny is I literally connected at that part, and I tried to say something, and I was like, oh, you can't hear me.
I couldn't hear.
I tried to be like, I know everybody had a blast without me. I was just trying to joke and be like, man, y'all suck.
You know what's funny? You couldn't say a word, so there I am talking. You can hear me, and you're probably going crazy, weren't you?
I'm trying to talk away.
My kids!
You off. Knowing dang well you can't hear me because you were just talking and talking about my babies.
Well,
that happened to be sick now, by the way, which sucks, but whatever.
They're sick again?
It must have been. We think it was the sun, bro. But yeah, they both had fevers.
The sun.
They both had fevers between Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, you know, yesterday and the day before. But that's
weird.
That's a start for another time.
It's going great over there is what you were getting at, basically. Going great. You know what? Okay. Well, we're talking about our weekends, and I want to pull up first. This is intentional who I'm pulling up first. I want to pull up Roger in Milwaukee because him and I have quite a story to tell you, DZ.
Bring them out. Hey, well, y'all.
Good morning. Hey. Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the OGI. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Let's go.
Well, I would love to go, Roger, but I can't because I couldn't find you because I didn't have any service at Summerfest, DZ.
I know.
Oh, my God. What?
I wish Kelly in Sussex was on the phone as my witness. As my witness at Summerfest with me. She was watching the Pure Panic. I had no service because of all the phones.
Oh, my God.
And so I am on Facebook. I am trying to message Roger. I am trying to post. Roger, I can't find you. And nothing's posting. Nothing's sending. I didn't write his number down in my phone. I wrote his number down on a piece of paper at the station, which I didn't have.
We're so old school.
So now I'm messaging. I'm trying to talk to Roger on Facebook, and nothing's going through. So when I finally got home from Megan Thee Stallion, everything came in, and I had 7 messages from Roger going, "I'm here. I'm there. Come find me.
I'm here now. I'm over here now."
Oh, I was so
upset. I'm behind you.
Roger, I was so upset that I could not get find you because of my phone.
It's all good as long as, you know, I pulled up in a major way. I was just going to pull up just to have a drink before the concert. Wasn't going to the concert. Sure. End up buying tickets and going to the concert.
I knew it.
I was in the building. I was in the building. Okay, but check it out.
Now I'm even more mad.
I knew it. It's Roger. What'd you think was going to happen? You think he was going to pull up and then just watch everybody have fun? No.
Mad at myself for not writing your phone number down. It's classic, though, when you're at a place where your phone isn't working and you can't find someone. Like, what did we do before phones? We would have written down on a paper to meet at a certain time at a place, and that's what we would have done.
There was a payphone that you would have met around, too. So.
but check it out.
What?
So I'm waiting for Allie at the little bar that they got out there, and about 10 minutes in, waiting for her, I hear somebody say, "Uncle Roger," a gang of people. And you know I got massive people out there.
Oh, geez.
You got family.
Roger had
here.
A party at Summerfest. He didn't even notice I'd ever showed up, did he?
It was
crazy.
because I never got to party with my nieces and nephews. They all legal to drink. Well, some of them are. But they all legal to drink. So, like I told you, I'm throwing drinks. So I'm buying. I bought fat drinks. I got out of there. We had so much fun, though.
I'm so mad I did not see you, Roger. So Roger and I were supposed to connect with Summerfest. We did not, but apparently Roger has now caught up with long lost family, gotten drunk with them, and had the time of his life. But you know what, Roger?
Roger, baby.
We kick it, but never, you know, on an adult level. And we just had a ball. It was real cool.
It was fake.
I had a good weekend.
I
went to the Meg Thee Stallion concert, and then I went to go see Megan yesterday at the movies with my daughter. So it was a cool weekend.
A
Meg-filled weekend.
Isn't that a horror movie?
A Meg-filled weekend. What's up, DZ?
Yep. What? Oh, he didn't even realize you were here.
What's up, Papa?
No, I knew he was there, but I just want to touch him like that, you know?
Roger, we
love
you.
He's just trying to give me my proper respect and acknowledgments.
I wish this was the Allie, Roger, and DZ show, but unfortunately we got more people on the phone, Roger. You know I love
how'd I get pushed third to Roger getting second? That ain't how it goes.
Hey, we'll check it out, but I'm going to pull up again.
What the hell, Allie?
Got to get together before the summer.
Roger, you gotta go, man. Bye.
I can't get a word in edgewise. That's why it's now the Allie, Roger, and DZ show.
Love you, guys.
Roger, bye.
Love you, man.
Bye.
All right, later.
He's so funny. Oh, our regulars are the best, man. All right, let me get to Nick in Mayville next. Hi, Nick. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Sorry, we had to have a family meeting there with Roger in Milwaukee, but we're back. We're back. So what'd you do this weekend? What were you up to?
Well, I was voluntold for a project.
Voluntold? So, I've never heard that
love
term
being voluntold.
I've never heard that term before.
I love being voluntold.
Voluntold.
Yeah. What project, man? What were you doing? What'd you get voluntold?
So a friend of mine is part of a nonprofit organization. They do like these antique trackers and stuff. So I told them I'd build a couple of sheds and stuff for them.
What's the name of the... You got to shout out the nonprofit.
It's the Antique Power Club. They're in Burnett. So every year in August, they put a show on, and they get hundreds of tractors there from the 30s and the 40s and 50s, and they get steam engines, and it's actually pretty neat. So...
That sounds really neat. Okay.
Trying to think of a word to describe that. Neat is exactly
You were volunteering, but you were voluntold.
I was told. I said, I'm not even a member there. And the guy goes, no. He goes, no, your membership was paid. You're a member now. So
He tapped you on the shoulder, said, you've been knighted. You a member now, Poppy. Yeah. Get to work. Come on.
Whatever works. Nice. Nick, well, thanks for volunteering your time. Good stuff.
Volunteering your time.
I was getting drunk at Summerfest, and you were doing good for the community. Thank you. We balance each other out. Okay, Nick? Thank you. He's like, okay.
Later, man.
Bye, Nick.
He said, I guess.
Bye. So lots of stuff was happening. The Strawberry Fest was on Saturday and Sunday in Cedarburg. Lori from Cedarburg
had friends go to that. Yep.
Said she didn't even mention it, though. She said, Friday I went out for drinks with one work group, and Saturday I went to the Brewers game with another work group. You didn't even go to the Nelly show on Friday, Lori.
Oh, my goodness.
Stephanie and Brown Deer said, a man came between me and my husband. It was the lead singer of The Fray, and my hubby approves. The Fray was at Summerfest. Okay. I remember.
Oh, you got the hall pass. Okay.
Dude, our videographer sent us a video of them performing. I didn't know how hot the lead singer of The Fray was. I'm just going to say, I mean, my God.
I ain't got no horse in this race.
I know you don't. I was showing that video to everybody. I was like, geez. All right. Last but not least, let's go to our boy, Danny in Oak Creek. He's got his own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Hi, Danny.
What up? What's up, DZ?
What up, big dog?
Woo! How are you?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to hear from you. Happy to hear your voice.
He's trying not to yell, Danny, because he's got sick kids sleeping.
Sorry.
My wife's sleeping, too.
Hey, so is mine. Some darn teachers.
All the wife teachers are still asleep now. They're not up on the show yet. They'll listen later on the Odyssey app. So, Danny, what'd you do this weekend?
Did a little bit of Strawberry Fest. Got out of there when it got crazy.
Oh, you did go to Strawberry Fest. How was that?
Yeah. It was good for a little bit. Strawberry hamburger. It was good. Yeah.
Strawberry hamburger?
I mean, I saw it. That's... It was cool.
That's not in my wheelhouse either, DZ.
Nope,
I'm with you.
Nope.
Well, it was strawberry jam with bacon on it. It actually was pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Nice. Okay, I guess when you elaborate.
Don't knock until you try it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And then, we went back to Milwaukee and hung out at 1846 for a while. And then obviously you know what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw you kayaking. Was that on Snapchat or something? I saw you kayaking. I was like, look at Danny out there kayaking. I'm going to join
him. Tried out the new paddle. Fam time.
This man's nonstop, dude. Nonstop, Danny.
Beautiful. Well,
hey, you gotta live life.
Yeah, you do. Well, Danny, we love you. Thanks for calling. You know what? I'll see you soon on the kayaks. When I get back from my vacation, I'm going to go kayaking with you and the wifey. So,
absolutely.
All right, Danny. Love you.
Love you too. See you
guys.
Bye. Peace, man.
Bye.
DZ, I have the best news for you.
Guess
who joined onto the radio station?
Who joined onto the radio station?
To be a sponsor. I'm dying right now. I know we have to go, and I know we got to get into What Would DZ Do shortly. So over the weekend, I got a message that David Gruber wants to work with us, and I lost it. And I was like, stop it. Dude, it is now the one call. One call. That's all. Call us. Call us on the Gruber. Listen to this, DZ. Listen.
Call or text Kiss FM anytime, 24 hours a day at 414-533-1037. Powered by Gruber Law.
One call, that's all.
Injured?
Remember, one call, that's all.
Every time now, DZ, give the number, one call. Because it's one call.
I feel like
call.
I should be... That's all.
I'm so excited
Do we get to give somebody a t-shirt when we play
that?
That just only feels right.
I'm so into this partnership. Let's go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ah, it's definitely Monday on What Would DZ Do with Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. We got a case of the Mondays, girl.
I finally have an update for you guys, though. You guys know about my family drama with my sister. It's not about my dad for once. It's about my sister now. We're back to Jenny, the one in New York, who is the one I fight with the most. And you've heard me talk about him.
I thought y'all were good.
We are good, I think. We are good. Until I got smart on a text thread the other day. And then here we are again, DZ, back to What Would DZ Do?
sister
but
drama.
I want you to tell me how should it is sister drama. How should I handle it? Did I handle it well? And should I do more? Because we have an update. So if you remember, Jenny and I got into it at my parents' house in Florida. What in the past year sometime. She got mad because my mom said something nice about me. And then I got mad.
You have nice shoulders.
Yeah, my mom was complimenting me and my sister was rolling her eyes, which is literally how this all started. And then it just you know, escalated and turned into a bigger argument. And here we are.
Why would a sibling ever like your parent complimenting you and not them?
Well, I have to update you because we've been getting along pretty good. We've been having issues, obviously, with our parents. My dad kicked me out of his house at Mother's Day. You have to go back and listen to that show if you haven't heard it. It was a mess.
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day. It was
Father's Day. Mother's Day.
Leave it to men to traumatize me. Only them. Now my own father. No, but seriously. So my sister and I we've talked, but now my niece graduated, Olivia. So her graduation was a couple weeks ago in June. And
wait, high school or college?
High school. Okay. So Olivia's graduating and she's going to NYU. I'm super proud of her. She's a very bright girl. But my sister did not invite any of us for the graduation. And here's where it got awkward. My other sister, Penny, kept asking, hey, what's the plan, Jenny? When is Olivia's graduation? We're going to book our tickets. And so Penny, because our family is graduation people, we will show up for everyone's graduation.
They're
cousins,
gung-ho about it.
It depends on your family. Cousins, aunts, uncles, I'll be there for your graduation. We're a graduation family.
Okay.
So, we all just assumed we'd be flying to New York to go to my niece's graduation, and we never got invited. So, finally, I look at Penny, and I go, you realize she doesn't want us there, dude. Like, you have to understand, we're not.
She's just ignoring all these messages on accident?
Yeah, I'm like,
no, girl, we are not a part of this.
I said to Penny, take a hint. Like, this family is so dysfunctional that she doesn't want us around. And honestly, how can you blame her? Because this family's crazy when we get together. So she doesn't want to have a graduation party for her daughter and then bring us all around. It's going to be chaos. And my brother-in-law. And imagine this dynamic. My brother-in-law, remember, Mark, is Australian. So he is as chill. I mean, you want to talk about, you know how sometimes people from other countries think Americans are obnoxious?
He'll put him
in a room with our family.
He'd be keeping his stress down under, for sure.
Oh, this poor guy. I mean, he's the most chill guy ever. And when he gets around our family, I can see the anxiety building because we're all on edge. So she did not invite us to the graduation, okay? And when it came time, my other sister kept saying, well, send us pictures, send us videos. And so what did my sister do? She sent pictures with my brother-in-law's family.
Oh, no.
From Australia.
No.
And I looked at it and I just got so angry. And I was okay not being invited. I understood why she didn't want our family there. I knew my parents were disappointed. I was going to get over it. My parents were upset they didn't get to see their granddaughter graduate.
Yep.
But then to send the pictures with the other grandma in it, I was like, oh, you got a lot of guts to send my brother-in-law's mom. So
is
my parents were not invited. Yeah.
First granddaughter to graduate?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. Oh, snap.
And only granddaughter. Oh. And only because the rest are boys my side.
On your side.
Because I have a nephew, Charlie, and then my two boys. So my parents have three boys and one girl as far as grandkids. So that's it. So
yikes.
I replied to the text and wrote, awkward. And my mom was on
it.
And Jenny goes, why is it so awkward? And then here we go again. Now we're fighting again. Now we're back to the sister.
I wonder why.
I wrote Jenny back and I said, it's awkward because you didn't invite us. And now you're sending videos and pictures with my brother-in-law's family. And we're not there. So you don't think that's a little hurtful and offensive? Like, I understand why you didn't want us there. But it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. And that's exactly what I said. And I was very proud of myself for saying that.
I'm actually pretty proud of you for saying that, too, because
it really does
kind of suck. And the way it's framed, I'm imagining, speaking of frames, a beautiful frame-worthy picture of not your family.
No.
right? No. So had they sent a picture of just, you know, your sister, her husband, and the
and Olivia. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Perfect.
Fantastic. That's so cute. Oh, we were sad we missed it. But, oh, look at you guys. So cute. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like a slight or a jab or an insinuation to send the picture with them. Like, look at this picture. Perfect. Cute family. Look at how much we're enjoying our time and not arguing. And maybe I'm projecting just because you the homie and I'm now like gung-ho about it. Because you know I don't care for graduations either.
I know,
but I'm
you
literally
hate
imagining this amazing little cute little frame-worthy picture. And you going, wow, that should have been me.
Yeah.
That should have been Owen. That should have been Hudson. That should have been my mom. That should have been my dad. And that should have been everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, our family is really just a hot mess, DZ. I mean, we are all torn apart.
Dang.
None of us are even, we're not even invited to the niece's graduate. Not even invited. Not even not even like stay in an Airbnb or a hotel. Like we weren't even invited.
And it's one thing if you're kind of like my family, you know what I'm saying, or me and my wife's family, where not everybody's always invited. Some dynamics don't work well with other people, yada, yada. So if we're not invited to every graduation, we get it. There's also like 90 of us.
Sure.
We're not going to all fit in
then
one house.
Don't invite me to any.
You guys are graduation.
We're graduation
people.
We're family. Like I go to my cousins' graduations. You guys like
that means something.
That's something for we are a
that
graduation family. All right, 414-533-1037. So we get into a fight. What would you do? And then I'll tell you what she said back to me next. Because I want to know if I should do more, how I should handle it. Because my sister and I, somebody said maybe there was a ticket limit and she didn't want to see your dad either. Oh no, it's not about the ticket limit, you guys. She didn't want our family there. It's not even a
you
question.
You could have been in town and not gone to the actual graduation.
Not even a
you
question.
You just wanted to be there to see her graduate.
I'll tell
Olivia,
you what she said.
You did not.
Yep.
Oh, please do.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so we're talking about my family drama, DZ, because it's gone on this show. I talked about how my dad and I are pretty much estranged now, and my sister and I got into it. Because she got mad, my mom said something nice about me, and that escalated into a fight. And thank God we all don't live in the same city. Thank God.
That being us is sunshines and rainbows. I'm laid up after having a knee transplant. Allie's still fighting with her family. You want to be us?
No, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah. You want to be us? No, you don't. We have so much family drama.
Talk to me. So
basically, I said to my sister, sent these pictures of my niece graduating, and in these pictures was her other grandma. So none of us were invited, but my brother-in-law's mom's in them, and she sends them to my mom, and so I replied and said, awkward, but congrats, Olivia. And to which my sister then question marks it because I wrote awkward. And as soon as I wrote awkward, I got out of the family chat and I took it over to the sister chat because my mom was on that chat where she was sending these pictures.
You don't want to take it there.
I felt bad. Yep. So that was like, I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to take this over to the sister chat where we can really duke it out and keep mom and dad out of this. So I go over there and I say, I meant it was awkward to see Julie and then sending that to mom. Julie is the other grandma. I said, Mark's mother, the other grandma. And I said, made me feel awkward. So bringing to the group sister chat. And then my other Penny goes, they couldn't have come if they wanted to because my parents are so frail right now, thinking they're going to travel when they're not. That's not the point.
Understand that, but that's not the point.
So then my sister Jenny says, well, they know that she's here. I'm not going to hide that. She's a big part of our lives, and there's no reason for me to feel apologetic about it. So then Penny chimes in. I don't blame you. Like, now Penny's chiming in, adding on when she has no, stay out of it is what I'm thinking at this point. And then Jenny said, it doesn't really matter what they want. And they've made choices. And, you know, choices have consequences. And then she said, Allison, I feel like you're trying to make me feel guilty. And I said, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. You didn't invite us either.
And I said, the awkwardness of that.
And I said, I guess those are our consequences too, huh? Like,
you said that.
I sure did. And then I said,
where to go from there?
I said, it's rude. That's all. Moving on. And because I'm like, it's just rude. I don't care that it's not that we weren't invited. It's that she sent all these pictures with other people who were invited that made it weird. I'm like, you didn't have to do that. And you kind of agree, don't you?
Little bit about the origin of not being invited, though, where
of course.
Now you feel slighted on top of not being there.
But other people were.
That one family member in particular had already been asking, trying to plan and coordinate. So, yeah, this is one of them things where this wasn't a last minute, hey, you guys aren't coming. Somebody was trying to explain and organize well ahead in advance.
Well,
and then y'all kept getting the running around and kept getting curved until
you
basically got sent off. And then at the end, at the
send-off, like,
on top of that, they sent you pictures with everybody that was invited.
I feel like I'm the only one, and maybe you can tell me if I'm just being too blunt, I'm the only one who's actually saying the truth in this. Like, we're all doing these like side things, like sending pictures and acting like nothing's happening. And I'm like, can we talk about the fact that none of us were invited to this? Like, nobody wants to acknowledge that she doesn't want any of her family members there. We're just gonna act like this isn't happening, because you know me, that's what everybody
What's
else
crazy?
Would do. And I'm like, no.
Here's the thing. What's wild to me is I don't feel like people aren't expressing themselves. I think you expressed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jenny expressed herself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Penny at the front end was like, we want to be there. And then she got ignored. So she was like, all right, whatever. Forget y'all then. So even Penny expressed herself on the front end, right? Everybody said their place.
Yeah.
It's just nobody is saying why their place.
That part,
they're,
maybe. They're
saying,
not communicating.
What's their place?
Yeah.
Not communicating why, because there is a reason why you guys weren't invited. There obviously is a reason why the parents weren't invited. But then was that reason?
But because then we're texting like we're good friends. And I'm like, okay, hold on. There's clearly an issue. So now we're texting like everything's fine. But there's clearly an issue because you didn't even want us at your house. I mean, that's a big, big statement. I mean, come
on. Everyone has said their piece, but no one has explained their reason. This is what I'm feeling out of this situation.
Yes. Okay. You know what? I want to go to the phones because Saucy Sandra, she's been following this saga the whole time. Hi, Saucy. Oh, wait, Saucy.
Hey.
Oh, there you are. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Sorry I made you wait so long. DZ and I, you know, my family drama. So my sister didn't invite any of us to the graduation and then send pictures with the other side, the other grandma.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is awkward.
Oh, to be fair.
Yes.
To be fair.
Yes.
What did you expect her to do? Just take a picture of the graduating niece?
Olivia? Yeah, I guess. Maybe one with Olivia. Olivia and her, and basically just the immediate family. We didn't need the extended family in the pictures,
you
is what I was saying.
You know there's a whole photo shoot that goes on, Saucy.
Totally.
You get the one with the graduate, you get the one with dad, you get the one with mom, you get the one with mom and dad.
I don't know
sister,
that. I didn't
brother.
Have a graduation party. So, triggered! No, just kidding.
You graduated, right?
I graduated, yes.
No pictures?
I never got a graduation party.
Oh.
But,
okay, well, fair enough. But
I will say
though,
this.
Even though you know the mold. You know what everybody
Penny,
does.
No. Penny asked for the pictures. Okay, she's not going to pick and choose through the pictures.
Maybe.
You saying awkward was, yes, was it awkward? Sure the heck was. Did you need to voice it? No, you did not.
Okay, you know what, you guys? This is where I needed the advice. Did I go too far, I guess? So you're saying I didn't even need to bring up how awkward it was. Should I have just ignored it?
No, you did not. However,
okay,
your sister needs to grow up learn how to communicate. Jenny.
Oh.
And learn how to communicate her feelings. Communicate, period. It looks to me as though she's placing boundaries.
She
However,
is, she's not saying
she's
it or
not
why.
Explaining,
yeah.
Not even why,
you're right.
But explaining, like, hey, this hurt me, and because this hurt me, I have to have this. So you're not even given an opportunity to make it better or anything.
Right.
So, and then for her to just ignore Penny when she's asking, so when is this, and when are we coming, and not to say anything, grow up.
She should have said we were not having people. I don't know. Yeah. I'm thinking it all out.
That would have been a lie, though, because they were having people.
That would have been a lie, exactly.
Here's the other flop of it at the same time. Do you really blame her?
No, honest to God, I understand why she didn't want our family there.
That's right there.
I understand.
She felt uncomfortable with telling you guys that, and I get that, but still, grow the heck up. Growth comes in uncomfortability,
but
open your mouth and say something.
You could have had me and Penny, like you could have had, there were other people you could have had there. If you get all five of us, yes, in the room, my immediate family, my three sisters, me and my two sisters and my parents, it's chaos. If you get us in little groups, we can make it work, but you cannot put my dad in the mix and expect everyone to be okay. I mean, there's going to be a fight if Stan's around because he's going to get involved. He's not going to let things go. He's going to keep, he's me on crack, okay? He's going to just imagine, okay?
Yeah.
So you're never going to get anywhere with him around. And I'm well aware of that. So I understand why she didn't invite us, but...
You did push a little bit too far, but that wasn't necessary.
Did it
make you feel any better? It sure did. Now, did it cause issues and problems? It sure did.
Well, you know what? I guess that's why I'll just be over here in Milwaukee just chilling. But it just works for me to live in another part of the country. It works.
Well, yeah, but just blow it off. It is what it is. Accept it for what it is and know that you can't change it.
Well, I made it awkward, so it's over now.
Yeah, you're the one who made it a little awkward.
I'll learn.
Sorry.
Next time, I will think before I speak, and then I will send it later. The same one that I thought about. Are you kidding me? 103.7 KISS FM. DZ, it is June 30th, aka the last day of June.
There's 31 days in June?
Nope, 30. I don't know why I know that, but I'm well aware. And then the 4th of July is on Friday, dude. Can you believe that?
So I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
I was going to ask you, when do we return to the doctor to find out our status update for you after your knee surgery? Tomorrow's the day, huh?
I thought it was 2 days away, but no, it's mañana.
July 1st. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait for that big update after you go to the doctor tomorrow to see how we're doing.
Fingers crossed for a lot of things because I'm literally currently doing my exercises right now, just trying to get my strength back and really trying to be active.
Like your PT stuff, you mean, kind of thing?
Yep. I got my green resistance band doing my leg exercises to make sure my knee is perfectly strong.
We're going to get you back. It's going to happen. And I'm going to be in a parade on Friday. I don't think you're going to be able to make it, DZ, but I will send you pictures.
Never say never. Never say never, Allie. I got tomorrow to find out.
I wanted to tell everybody because I'd mentioned it a while ago, and I'm going to mention it again. So the Oak Creek 4th of July parade, going to be in it at 9 a.m. on Friday, on the 4th of July. DZ may or may not be there. You're just going to have to wait and see. But what you're really going to have to wait and see is who I'm riding with. You're going to love this. And if you can make it, DZ, I can allow for you. It's not the firemen, so drop it. Everyone goes right immediately to the firemen or the firewomen. It's not the fire trucks.
Yeah, no other
guess. It's not the fire trucks. But they have found me something to ride on. And the local celebrities I will be riding with is blowing my mind. And that's all I'm going to say. So if you want to pull up, you know you're invited. They've put me on a float with very famous celebrities. Okay?
Oh, snap. Well, now I feel like I got
to
come.
Now you
want to
come, don't you? Now you want
to
come.
I need to get to my doctor's appointment tomorrow and make sure I'm cleared. Because as long as I don't got
to
walk and as long as I can put my leg up, we're
going to
be in business.
I was really thinking about this yesterday. I was like, you know, DZ maybe could be on a... Why can't he ride on a float for a 4th of July parade? All you got to do is sit there.
As long as I'm not in danger of falling off that thing,
they move slow.
We're good.
It's not like you're going to get bumps because the parade moves so slow. Nothing's going to hurt your knee.
Yeah.
All I need
is clearance from my doctor. That's all I need, big dog.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to join me on Friday, you know where I'll be. And you know you've got the open invite, DZ. So I can't wait to hear what the doctor says. Ask them.
We'll find out. We'll find out, man, because I can't miss this.
Yeah, and then everybody's going to have to find out. I don't know if I'm going to tell them before the parade or we can talk about it after because I can't wait to ride with these people in the parade.
Let's wait to find out until we know if I can actually go or if it's just going to be you.
And then we'll say who it is that I'm riding with?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's you or we, who knows?
So excited. Okay, all right, cool. All right. So DZ's going to the doctor. I'm going to be in the Oak Creek 4th of July parade at 9 and maybe DZ too. And I'll be riding on a float with local celebrities, but I'm not refuse to say who just yet. Okay. I'm excited now. 4th of July, let's go. I can't believe it's already the 4th of July. Okay, you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Oh, yeah. It's intense. Today's going to be a good one. Yeah.
It's intense. Get ready.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I wasn't trying to have an intense Am I the Jerk at the beginning of the week, but here we are, especially in the summer. I can't help it if people have issues. This is what it is, okay?
Here we are. We don't control this. Y'all do.
She said she tried to make it shorter, but she couldn't figure out what part to leave out. So she said, I apologize in advance for all the backstory you're going to get, and most likely way too much information. However, this is me talking now, not reading. I just want to say, DZ, I love actually, we always complain we don't have enough. So maybe it's better when they overshare in the
I love an
in the emails. Yeah, am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com.
We'll trim the fat. You send all the juice.
Everything. She said, I have word vomit, and this is literally the most insane thing I've ever been through and probably close to any other story you've heard. Whoa, I'm in. Okay. She says, Allie and DZ, I've been very sick over the past few years, which essentially required me to get a feeding tube in order to stay alive. I moved someone into my now husband and my's house back in August, must be last year, because they worked for an assisted living facility, and had experience working with people. I could no longer afford the nurses to come daily that I was paying for. I stupidly didn't do a background check. Little things kept happening that most people wouldn't ever second guess. She would lie and try and alienate me from anyone I was close to. Things would go missing. She barely did anything other than cause issues, but now she's referring to me as her bestie. My health had started to get better, but now 4 months into her living with us, I wasn't feeling better. I had vitamin D toxicity, which might not sound bad, but it is. When my husband questioned her, she said she doesn't remember how much she'd been giving me. Then she gave me too much heart and diabetes medication, and I ended up in the hospital on numerous occasions. I have PTSD, Lord. And my husband wasn't taking me seriously. He would tell me that we can't prove it. So she remained living in my home. What? So she remained living in my home, essentially scaring the crap out of me every day. She would make comments about how she likes to watch her patients where she works die, and they all die on her shifts. What? Then she left me in a garage I was unable to get out of, and that resulted in carbon monoxide poisoning. But it was an accident, right? Wait, this story is crazy. Okay, she
says,
Memorial Day, she was finally arrested in my home on different charges because I had a nervous breakdown. That's the backstory. Now on to the problem. She said, my husband and I have to move out of our home because of this. I also don't feel safe knowing she knows where I'm living. He's moving into his old apartment with his brother, and I have no place to go. He told me to stay with my ex, since I'm always trying to help my ex with his kids, who have known me as mom for the majority of their lives.
Are they getting divorced then? Wait, what is happening?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah.
Did she's we just saying, flash forward and all of a sudden they're separated?
Yeah, she said he won't ask his parents for help, tells me to ask perfect strangers for money. The woman stole so much money, belongings, whatever mental capacity I had left. He did nothing to stop someone who was hurting me. There is proof of what she did, and ironically, she's being investigated now at her other job. I have no resources to get help. The medical bills amongst not being able to continue to substitute teach. I filed bankruptcy, cannot take out loans. Oh, here we go. So I told him if he left me alone to fend for myself after everything, that I'm filing for divorce. I just can't imagine watching the person I love hurt, whether physically or mentally. He hasn't even tried to borrow money or sell anything to even look for an apartment. I've done all those things. Now he thinks I'm being ridiculous and wants me to take on the stress of trying to handle it all on my own while he tells everyone that I'm leaving him. Am I the jerk for standing on my ground on what commitment is and leaving someone who isn't very committed to me, in my opinion? And then she wrote, sorry, this was long. I didn't know how to make it shorter. Okay.
Oh, man, there's so many different potential Am I the Jerks within this mug,
so
man. This is crazy.
We get what led up to the disconnect for the marriage, which was they had let this woman in their home. She was clearly a con woman, and the husband wouldn't fire her, and neither would the one getting help or the one who needed her. So nobody
that
fired the con woman.
You could afford.
Yeah, so you let the con woman, which caused more and more problems, and now paranoia and all these things, right? Now she's getting dealt with on her own. So now the husband moves out, and says he's moving with his brother. Go. It almost sounds like the husband's like, you caused all this mess. Go figure it out. Like, he's treating her like she's a hypochondriac or something. Doesn't it kind of sound like that? Like, it's your problem.
A little bit.
And then telling his family she left.
The relationship went sour when? What happened? There's so much detail and we're still missing a lot.
And he's telling her, and she brought up the part about her ex. It sounds like he's mad because she still talks to an ex. I mean, there is just a lot going on here.
Yeah,
you guys need counseling.
From?
You guys gone to counseling at all? I mean, this is not what would DZ do, though.
No.
Sheesh.
Am I the jerk?
I don't even think you're a jerk. My head hurts. I don't think you guys are a hot mess is what I think you guys are. I mean... What is going
There's so much going on. I can't wrap my head around like where the genuine jerk comes in, because nobody's ever going to call you the jerk for standing on business, right? You're being left out in the cold, right? But at the same time,
she wants to leave her husband. She wants to leave her husband because she said, am I the jerk for standing my ground on what commitment is and leaving someone who isn't very committed to me, in my opinion? So she's saying she's leaving him because he's making her go find a place to live. And he just basically moved in with his brother and said, figure out what we're doing next. That's kind of what I'm taking from what she said.
Why isn't she moving in with the brother too?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many questions as to when the separation happened, when the divorce is gonna happen.
And where was the
Clearly
therapy?
Y'all are in the
not
there.
Where was
not
someone
there.
To help you talk through any of this? Where was the mediation, the therapist, something you got? What? So annoyed. I'm annoyed. Yeah, you know what? You're a jerk for annoying me because this is such a hot mess.
Yeah.
I mean, I
felt
bogus
saying it, but.
What?
You're the jerk because you didn't tell us and elaborate all of the important things. You said a whole lot, but you left so much out. That's what you're the jerk of doing.
You admitted you didn't do the background check on the woman. Great, you know. But I don't
That's
know why
you.
She was still working there when you got... The whole thing is...
Had we been talking about the woman, that's another story. But it's like, no, we're talking about, no, am I the jerk for leaving my husband and leaving my marriage because of the situation?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, no, I guess not, right? You're the jerk for not allowing yourself enough information to keep yourself protected.
Whoa. Oscar and Wynn Lake said, not the jerk. Probably one of those situations where the husband was involved with the worker. No. We're not going to make up scenarios we don't know existed. I don't think it even matters. I think he did enough by letting the crazy woman stay while his wife needed care. That alone just shows he's not going to step up and handle business. Okay. Elias in Oak Creek said, I am so confused. Well, I'm just saying, like, if your wife has a caretaker who's clearly not is making you sicker, and you would never sit by and just be like, okay, you know what? She's fine, Aaron. She's fine. You just wouldn't, DZ. That's why I'm like, this whole scenario is a hot mess. I don't understand. So they sound disconnected.
They couldn't afford the other nurses. What happened? Why? Not to say like ask about your financials, but why can't you afford the other nurses? Why aren't you guys investigating into this person? Why aren't you guys a part of the lawsuit or whatever's going on with her now? Clearly, she was doing something illegal because she's been apprehended.
Everyone's saying this woman needs a 3-part Netflix documentary series deal.
Stat, ASAP.
Am I the jerk for leaving my husband? That's what she wants to know. And we now have one call. That's all. Gruber joined in. Call us or text us. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so DZ, she wants to know if she's a jerk for leaving her husband. I mean, there was a lot to unpack. There's no way we're reading this thing again.
Too much luggage. I'm not TSA, bro.
So true. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for leaving her husband after she got sick. They had this woman come into their home to take care of her who clearly was some kind of con woman, maybe making her more sick. Maybe God only knows. I can't. This is a lot happening.
It's seeming like she's not lying about what's happening, but we don't know concrete information.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to start with Nikki in South Milwaukee. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. You think she's a jerk or not the jerk for she leaves her husband?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay.
And I'm going to back that up with, I have a caregiving background, mm-hmm. took care of my dad for years.
Okay.
Generally, you care about somebody, and then also you're married to this person, and then you have somebody in your house that's supposedly supposed to be taking care of her, but it's not really going very well, and you just seem like you just don't give a damn at all. And then everything hits the fan, and then you go run where you're safe.
He did exactly what he did the whole time they were married. Nothing. He ran to his brothers. That's what I kind of what I was getting at. Like, I get why she's annoyed, but I also get how exhausting it is as a partner to take care of someone sick. That doesn't mean he gets to leave, because that's marriage. That's commitment. Like, you stick around for that. That's marriage.
Exactly. You know? And it's like it seems like he didn't even stand up. Mm-hmm. With the situation with the lady that was there,
the
that
side.
Wasn't very good, at all. So I'm like, maybe it's time for him. I feel like she really needs to get somebody, one, that's really going to help her, like caregiver-wise, if you can literally find somebody that is legit, that will help her, I mean, help save her money. And then also, maybe she needs to get therapy, for sure.
I agree, but the thing is, we don't need advice. She just wants to know if she's the jerk. I mean, we're with you, Nikki. I don't know where that is.
Nikki says not.
The couples therapist should have been here a long time ago. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Stupid.
I would say definitely not. She needs to run with the wind.
Yep.
Go and get that lady that screwed you over.
We got you.
I mean, take care of yourself.
Nikki, we agree. Amen, sister.
All right, sure.
So you say not the jerk for leaving
not
your husband.
All.
Okay.
Nope.
Love it. Nikki, you're fun. Call back, girl.
All right, have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's really hard here not knowing his side and not being able to hear what he has to say, because she's kind of painting this picture that this woman came in, didn't take care of her, and he didn't do anything either to help while she's pretty sick. So this is a tricky one.
If she's pretty sick, that means she also, like she mentioned, filed for disability or, you know, bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Which means he's probably working, not to excuse any of this, but one of the two has to make some money to pay for this, and that can't be his only contribution. You've obviously got to care for your partner, the person you love. But what is his side? Why is he leaving?
Remember, she said she was on a feeding tube at one point. That's crazy.
Thank you. Like, and I'm sorry, but like, no, you guys are well aware, and we don't need to get into what happened with my wife, but given that circumstance and applying it to this, there's no way you're not fully hands-on.
That's what I'm saying.
Or trusting of just anybody that's coming into your house to care for your
loved one. They're disconnected.
This is missing a lot.
They're disconnected
because they were moving apart before they even separated, really, because they moved out away from each other before the divorce was even in the picture. So, Lord.
All right, Amanda is in Racine this morning. Amanda! Hey, girl!
Hey.
On a Monday! All right, Amanda. Is she the jerk for leaving her husband? There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I just have to say, this first part of this story made me think of one of my mystery thriller books I was reading. And I'm like, man, maybe she should read a book first. She should write a book, if anything. I'll read it.
Facts.
So, Amanda, this reminds me of my mystery thriller book I was reading with Fabio. Oh,
my wife will read this book, too, for real, for real.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say she is a jerk. Because I actually like what Allie said about the therapy. I think you got to do everything in your power with marriage.
Yeah.
It's a commitment.
What are they
doing?
You
got to do everything in your possible power. Yeah, wait.
You chose to get married. That's the commitment of all commitments, that you're never getting out of this, all right? But they were like, nah, you know what? It's tough. I'm out. Like, what?
Well, that's that new marriage. That's that new marriage energy for sure. That's that we got married post-COVID energy, because they're really like treating the marriage like it's a relationship and going, well, you're going to move here, I'm going to move here. Let's figure our own stuff out and then come back together. I don't think that's really like applicable in this scenario.
It makes you feel better. People did it before COVID. Trust me, I saw it with my own eyes.
Obviously, come on now. You
As
know,
someone
you
who went
know
to
we know that.
One counseling session before her husband said, "I want a divorce." I mean, people give up quick, right? You know what I'm saying?
They didn't even make it to session, though.
We don't know the whole story, but
that's
I mean,
we need the other
therapy.
Side.
Yeah, I mean, we got the good mystery side, which was great, but I mean, it didn't really help. Figure out the other side.
Yeah. No. All right. They need help, and we need his side. Thank you, Amanda, for
have a good day.
Calling her a jerk. Bye.
You too.
All right.
Thank you for calling her a jerk. Bye.
Well, just saying. Just keeping it real. Steven's in Milwaukee. Hi, Steven.
Steven. Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, good. You're the tiebreaker today. Yep. So welcome to the show. What a place to be in.
Alrighty.
Is she the jerk for leaving her husband? What do you think?
honestly, I'm more in the standpoint as I do not think she is a jerk for wanting to leave her husband. And it's more in the standpoint that when you are married and when you have somebody in your life that's important to you, they are supposed to be, you know, wanting to be invested in what you think and what you feel. And they are supposed to want to care about the things you care about as well.
He's not worried. He should be worried.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he is not worried at all. He has completely separated himself from the outside. And the way that I see it, if you're willing to do that now, you're going to be that same person later on in life. He's going to stay that way. So if she needs somebody in her life to actually be a part of her life and want to be there for her and with her,
preach.
I don't think she's a person.
Ah, Steven.
That part, man. That part.
We really did save the best for last. That was all. I mean, you said it best, Steven. I feel like you said it all, and that's kind of what I was trying to articulate. It doesn't seem like he really cares if she's okay. I think that's obvious.
And not everybody can handle sickness. Not everybody can handle illness, right? Like, not everybody's built for it. We've seen it time and time again. Somebody gets diagnosed with a terminal XYZ, and then their partner disappears because they cannot handle it, bro.
But,
not everybody's built for it.
But I've also seen men take care of their wives who have passed away or had cancer and made it. And there's no excuse.
Those are the ones that are built for it. Oh, yeah. 100%. No, that's not an excuse whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Some people just can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Well, you know what, Steven? You should call back too because you had a good point.
Please do.
Thanks for calling.
I intend to in the future. This is actually my second time being a tiebreaker on your station here. I thoroughly enjoy calling in, so I look forward to it in the future.
Well, Steven, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Steven the tiebreaker.
That's going to be your name. All right, Steven.
Conan the Barbarian. Right. Steven the tiebreaker. Legends. Later, man.
Such a liar. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning. Hi, DZ. You're such a liar.
Buenos dias.
I go, how you doing? You're like, ugh. Guys, I can hear DZ. This was so funny. Off the air, I can hear you going, oh God, trying to move around. Then I go, you okay? You're like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Everything's fine. I'm like,
okay.
DZ.
Okay.
Don't use the fake voice on me. I know you're not okay.
I hit that customer service voice. I am fantastic.
No, you're not.
I am doing splendidly.
Well, you know, I thought about you this weekend at Megan Thee Stallion. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
did
not
you?
Even trying to brag. See, now I feel like I can't even tell you about the concert.
While you were using both knees?
Yeah. I actually did look at my friend and I go, it was funny because I took Kelly in Sussex and she was bringing up the Carole Baskin song from 2020. I forgot, first of all, I'm so deep into Megan Thee Stallion, I forgot she sang Savage. Like, I forgot about Savage, but if you're not a Megan Thee Stallion fan, that's the big song. Savage is it, you know?
Because you recognize it, right? Carole Baskin's. Killed her husband, whacked him.
So I was
based off Savage.
Yeah, she's like, I was trying to tell people about that song, and somebody didn't. I was like, how can you not know the Carole Baskin song? But Megan Thee Stallion was really, really good. I was very happy about the show. She came out, she did all of the songs, and she didn't necessarily do the whole song. She would transition like into all of them. So I like that when they keep it moving.
Festival set.
When they keep it moving, baby, let's go. And lots of dancing. She looked amazing, but you know she won't let our guy shoot her. I don't know if you know this about we have our guy in our building, John. He's our photographer. He shoots all of the acts at Summerfest. So whenever we have a concert, he is the guy who gets to go in the front row and shoot pictures, and then we can post those, you know, as we see fit on social media. He posts
the amazing shots you see on our socials.
My boy. They're from John. So he told me Megan Thee Stallion, he didn't get approved. They wouldn't let him shoot her.
And he said
the last time she was here, he took a ton of pictures, and they told him that they had to approve any pictures that were used. So he said he sent like a ton of pictures. I wish he was in here right now. I'd have him tell the story. He said he sent a ton of pictures and they denied all of them.
All of them?
All of them. So he's like, I got a bad taste in my mouth. I go, well, Meg's my girl, so sorry, I don't care. But he was telling me the story about it, and I said, the way people screw celebrities online, though, it doesn't surprise me. Like, she works out so much. She posts about working out. Her body is, she can drop to her knees. I mean, the girl can dance, you know?
Right, no, she's active, clearly, and she's fit. She moves around. She's talked in interviews about how moving around on stage, it's a workout. So you've got to be physically fit for it, right?
She must be so worried that people are going to mess with her pics or something. I don't know. Because I saw other pictures from the festival and I saw other outlets. I'm like, well, other people got pictures and we all posted her. I got video. What's the difference?
Difference is our guy didn't get her right angle, so she gave him the left hook and said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I wonder, all of the pictures, though?
What John told me. He said every picture he took of her last time she was in town, they said not one was approved. So maybe I should have looked at John and said, well, maybe your picture sucked.
Curious. Because, you know, as an artist, I feel like you would see a photograph of yourself, and whether it's good light, bad light, you're going to find something you like within each picture. At least I do. Mm-hmm. So to deny, and I knowing our guy's work, knowing McD's work, he takes great photographs.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm really wondering what it was.
Yeah.
Was it the wrong angle? Was it her left side, not her right side? Who knows?
Well, when he comes in, I'm going to ask him now. I'm going to be like, because I don't think they told him what they didn't like about the pictures. They just said he went and shot all these pictures of Megan the Stallion, and when he got the answer back, they said, nope, none of these are approved, goodbye. And he went, well, that was a waste of his time, you know what I mean? He went out there and shot all these pictures for what? Talk about nothing, you know?
When you taking photographs is fun, but when it's part of your career, it's interesting because that's entertainment, you know, to peel the curtain back.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Sometimes you just hear, no, we don't like it, and that's it. You don't get a reason, you don't get any justification, you don't get any feedback, you just get rejection, and you gotta get comfortable with that taste in your mouth, or you ain't gonna make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a good show. I loved seeing Megan Thee Stallion. She was on my bucket list. And I will say, I warned my friend Kelly. I said, she's like, what do I wear? And I go, no. I go, this is like Pride Fest. You wear whatever the hell you want. It's Megan Thee Stallion. Yep. I go, you're literally going to see people in like nothing. The shortest booty shorts you've ever seen, get ready. And that's what we saw. I mean, everyone
guys and girls.
They were living their best life. They were loving their bodies. They were body positive. And it was exactly what I expected at a Megan Thee Stallion show. And it was funny. The girls in front of me, I didn't know them, but they were dancing. They were like, hey! And I got in their video. I was dancing with them. I was like, that's that girl energy.
That new best friends unlocked.
Yeah, totally. Made lots of friends. So I had a great time at Megan Thee Stallion. DZ, next time, you and I. Next time we'll go.
Yeah, stop rubbing it in now. Jeez. My bad.
Well, third week of Summerfest. We are going into the third weekend on Thursday. This is it. We're already, dude.
This is it.
Tomorrow's July.
This is my last chance. Like, no, I really hope, Jared, I hope you're listening because I need you to keep that wheelchair on ice for me, my boy. I really think I might need it. I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. And after hearing how fun Meg was, I'm not trying to miss the last weekend. We got a lot of Milwaukee artists that still yet to perform.
Benson like Boone's
July 5th
Thursday.
Is going to crack. Thursday's going to slap. Listen, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, every single day of this next weekend, if I'm cleared, Allie,
yeah,
you better be ready.
I'm ready.
Clear the schedule. We're going to every day of Summerfest if I'm cleared.
Well,
even
if
it's for 20 minutes, I don't care.
I'm leaving town after Summerfest. I cannot, but I can take you on the 3rd. I'll take you on the 3rd, and on Thursday night, if you get cleared, I will put you in a wheelchair, and I will put, because Benson Boone is going to be packed. Our listeners are going to be everywhere. It's going to be amazing.
I am too salty for missing Meg and every other act that I've already missed. I don't think I could do it a third weekend in a row and not go to Summerfest. Like I had a dream about being at Summerfest. I don't think you understand. I literally had a dream of being at Summerfest. I'm not a like a big time dreamer like that.
Nah.
Get me out of here, Allie. Get me out of here. Get me to the fest.
I'm getting you to the fest. Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We made it. The last day of June. Tomorrow's officially July, and we're making our way to the 4th. Yep, giving away Lil Wayne tickets all week around 7:45. We already gave some away today. But DZ, I didn't get to tell you what happened this weekend before I went to Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest. I had a huge crisis on Friday night / Saturday morning.
You okay? I mean, I feel
I'm
like
fine now. I'm
if
fine
it was
now.
Huge, you would have let me know. Not that I could do anything. No. I'm pretty immobile at the moment, but what happened?
I absolutely would have called you if you were mobile because you would have been one of the first people I would have called. I was driving on Friday night down Oklahoma Avenue, and all of a sudden I heard a bump, and I go, what the heck? And it felt like I hit something. But I couldn't tell, like I didn't, and then I'm like, did I just hit something? And as I'm driving now, I hear every time the tire goes around, I hear boom, 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 like almost like I have a flat tire. So I start freaking out, right? So I race, I pull into my driveway, I get home as quick as I can. I pull into my driveway because when I go to my air tire pressure, it's saying that I have enough. So I'm like, well, I must not have a flat tire.
Oh, your sensor's not going off. You're good.
I'm like, what is that sound? Boom. Boom, boom. I go back and look. I park. I get out of the car. I go around back the driver's rear tire. I can hear it. It's letting air out. And I can see, do you know what got into my tire from the road? An Allen wrench. An Allen wrench. An Allen wrench. Dude, there's nothing sharp about an Allen wrench. How did the Allen wrench get into my tire? I can see it sticking out, almost like you're going to turn the thing. Like it's ready
You could have turned it.
Getting hot talking about it. Now I'm sweating, see? So I look, I have an Allen wrench now sticking out of my tire. It's Friday night. You ready for this? It's Friday night at like 8:15. So when I Google, everything closed at like 8, dude. I was so upset.
I was going to say, you literally missed Walmart Tire Center. Mm-hmm. By like 15 minutes, and that's about the latest place you're going to find on a Friday.
I would have driven straight to the dealership. I mean, if they were open, they weren't open. So I'm like, well, now what? So now
they were closed by 4:40.
Mm-hmm. I have this car in my garage, and I'm like, this thing's going to deflate, and I've gotten, and it's going to be on flat by the morning, and now I'm going to have to figure out what to do. So when I came out to the garage on Saturday morning, it was flat. We were on the rim, baby. So I called the dealership, and I go, listen, I got a car lease. I don't even know. Do you fix this? Do I fix this? Who the hell fixes this? I mean, you know, when you have a lease and he's like, oh, no, the tires are all you, but we could patch it if it's in the middle. And I go, it's in the middle. He goes, bring it in. We might be able to patch it. And I go, well, I don't know. It's on the rim. He goes, well,
don't move it. Right.
He goes, don't drive it on the rim. I go, I'm not gonna. But now what? He goes, well, try to put some air in
compressors.
It.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, well, how do I put air in it? So that's when I made the call, and that's why I thought DZ. I know they have an air compressor. I know that two of our other coworkers have air compressors. But it's Saturday, and do I want to hit up my coworkers randomly on a Saturday that I don't normally call and be like, hey, so
can I borrow your air compressor?
She saved the day. Kelly in Sussex says, oh, I got one. I forgot. Her ex-husband owns auto places. He owns like auto. He owns auto stores. I go, oh, of course she has an air tire compressor. So she drives all the way from Sussex. She sets it up and it worked. We drove all the way to the dealership. She followed me to the dealership. They patched it. And then her and I went to Home Goods across the street, shopped for an hour, and then came back and got the car. And then we went to Megan Thee Stallion. I said, this could have been the worst. And I said, if this had been a weekday, I would be crying because I wouldn't have been able to get up on a Thursday or Wednesday morning and patch my tire. I would have been screwed, you know? So thank God it happened on a Friday night. But an Allen wrench is what gave me the flat tire, dude. An Allen wrench.
That is one of the craziest things I've heard come out of somebody's tire.
And, really?
And you know I have tire trouble all the time. Mm-hmm. There's always
what
a screw. I've hit potholes.
Nails.
I mean, nails. Hmm. I've heard of tools. Somebody hit a hammerhead at one point. Literally a broken hammerhead. I mean, it's near construction site. You can't really do much about it. But yes, a whole hammerhead in it. Not the shark. The actual steel hammerhead in somebody's tire. It flips the wrong way.
A few years ago, I had a flat tire, and I remember I took it down on the corner. There's like a tire place on the corner by where I live. And I remember they showed me what they pulled out of it. It was some crazy metal sharp thing that had come from a construction site, similar to what you're saying. It made no sense why it was in the road. It had somehow accidentally landed there, and I just wrong place, you know, wrong time. You know,
I hit a road sign once in the road. It was like the road sign, the construction signs on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, it had gotten blown over. Somebody else had hit it, something. Mm-hmm. And I hit like the rail, that metal rail rack, whatever that they bolt up to the back.
Yeah,
man, that shot over, punctured one of my tires, slashed up the bottom side of the car.
What?
It was gross. Thankfully, we've got a wonderful tire package with our vehicle that covered all this damage.
Thank God.
And it continues to cover this damage because Milwaukee roadways are crazy.
They're crazy.
I've heard some wild things hit people's tires.
Dude, that's the
I've
second...
never heard an Allen wrench,
an
though.
An Allen wrench? I was like, how did an Allen wrench get through this thing? Hi, Kiss FM.
We pulled
FM.
A bolt.
Oh, a bolt. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's a good thing you've learned how to put air in your tire, Allie.
Well, I haven't, Mike. But hi. Hi, Mike. Hi, babe. Mike.
Recognize Babe's voice anywhere.
I will tell you something. I was so, you know, I'm scared to put air in my tires. I've told the story on the air how I've deflated two tires in my life. Well, Kelly, when she brought this air compressor over, that thing is clutch. I'm buying one of those. She has a Milwaukee Tool one. It was only $120. I'm like, I'm buying that thing.
There's cheaper ones.
You would forget to charge the battery, though, Allie.
You know what?
And it's solar powered, Mike.
You can buy one that plugs into the adapter for the cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are cheap. And then you never have to worry about power.
I've got one in my pickup truck, and I have one in the garage just in case Kathleen needs to use
it. Hold on. I don't think I have a cigarette lighter anymore, do I? Do we even
Most cars still got it.
They do?
They're called 9-volt chargers now. They're 9-volt outlets, because they still use them for camping stuff, for generators. Yep. They're not cigarette lighters anymore.
Newer ones that they can plug into, like, the USB ports.
Yep, they sure do.
You might have to find them on Amazon or something like that. But
look in your trunk, Allie.
Why?
You might have a USB port. Just because you might have a USB port, like Mike's talking about. Yeah, exactly.
I might actually. Yep. I've had this car for almost 3 years, and I still discover new things all the time.
Ain't it great? New cars are awesome.
I'm like, wow, I didn't know my car could do that. That's kind of cool. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for calling, my friend.
No problem. You guys have a great week.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you, man.
All right, 414-533-1037. So I guess you can call and tell us if you found anything crazier in your tires or if this has happened to you, because I had a flat tire, but luckily the day got saved and I was trying to be positive about it. Let me pull up the texts here. Danielle in Mayville said, I saw that flat tire on Snapchat and I wanted to say, hot chicks hit curbs, even though I knew that wasn't the case. Stop it.
My wife knows about that. I swear.
Somebody texted in and said the same thing happened to them, a huge Allen wrench. It wasn't even huge, you guys. It was the size of every other Allen wrench you see.
Who's out here dropping all these Allen wrenches, bro? Because that's hard to puncture a tire with, like,
I can't
a bolt.
Believe that.
We had like a half inch bolt in one of our tires. Mm-hmm. Hard enough, fast enough, that can happen. But an Allen wrench seems kind of crazy.
But again, the
perfect angle.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, we're going to get you out there. I'm feeling it.
I got my fingers and my toes crossed just because that's how much I want to be there.
But only one toe.
Such a huge part of our life. Well, yeah, only the left foot.
Only one toe, yeah.
The right foot don't cross normally.
Exactly.
No, I got it. All my fingers and toes is crossed. Summerfest is a huge part of me and my wife's life, so we want to share that with our boys, and honestly it'd be great to bring them both now that they're both, like, you know, active and able to, like,
well, the playground's enjoy a little bit insane
of it. Exactly.
I was at Summerfest this weekend and I was stressed because I didn't know I had Megan Thee Stallion on Saturday night. I was really excited, and then Saturday morning woke up to a flat Friday night got a flat tire, Saturday was definitely flat, but luckily they were able to patch it after I blew it up with a tire compressor. Kelly, my friend, saved the day, and we got it all taken care of, and they patched it. And then one of the questions I had as the girl who knows nothing about cars was, how long does it last after you patch it? And the guy goes, forever. I go, say less. Love you. Bye.
Until it happens again.
Thank you.
Or that bad boy blows, and you got to get a whole new tire.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carl's an Indy. Hi, Carl. Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Carl, hi.
Morning.
So I got an Allen wrench stuck in my tire, which blows my mind because there's not even a sharp end on an Allen wrench. That's what got into my tire. What is giving you a flat tire?
Car trouble.
Mm-hmm. Just hit a deer. Yikes.
Well, the deer was the big one, but there was this happened last year. I drove back home and I don't remember. It was like maybe about a couple of years ago, but my gosh, I checked my tire and there was a huge, huge plastic piece that flattened my tire, like this plastic piece that came out of a car.
A piece of plastic did it?
Plastic can be sharp, man.
It can, but a tire? Jeez.
Yeah, but here's the fact. It was, the tire was like 2 weeks old, and then boom, it was a flat. And then
that sucks. Wow. That sucks.
Yeah, it got screwed. You know what I was thinking though, you guys? Think about this. So the Allen wrench, doing that is so crazy because you think about how it had to be perfectly stuck up in the air and the pressure from my tire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tire the way it literally had to hit it just right in order to put that hole in my tire, which is crazy. Oh,
it had to have like angled at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Science had to have leveraged it for it to like lift.
It's crazy.
And then you pressed it into the tire yourself. So technically, Allie, this is your fault.
Okay. Now, you know what, DZ? Never mind. Forget you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.